Welcome back to Local Decision 2023, and joining us now in studio here at North Metro TV, Christopher Stowe, running for city council in Lino Lakes.
And thank you for having me.
Appreciate you coming down.
All right.
I know you have a lot to say. You've got an interesting story. First and foremost, tell us, why do you want to run for council in Lino Lakes?
I think we need more common sense approach to some of the problems that we're having in the city.
You go to a lot of council meetings. You've had some things crop up in your personal life, your property. Why do you go to these meetings, and what have you learned?
I'm trying to keep the city council abreast with what's been going on. I bought the old Rabines horse arena, and then they turned it into a BMX arena, and I had a noise complaint, and the city got involved. And when they did that, they brought the DNR and the wetlands district after me at the same time. So I had to deal, I'm still dealing with that process.
So you mentioned common sense approach. And in talking to you before the interview, I get the impression you've been bogged down in a lot of red tape. Am I right?
Yes. Yes. That's an understatement. And then I didn't have any communication with either one of those organizations for almost 2 years. So in the middle of the process, they just kind of left me alone because they realized they do have problems with their wetlands. And there's some administrative overlaps in that process. And they also have problems with the ditch that's been flooding out my property for 50, 60 years.
So how can what you've gone through, and it's still an ongoing process, how can that translate into you sitting on the council and helping others in Lino Lakes who maybe go through similar experiences?
Well, it's not even, my experiences are pretty big, but some of the things I saw at the Lino Lake City Council meetings were like a neighbor that wanted to add on to his deck. And when he wanted to add on to his deck, it was going to get within 5 feet of the neighbor's property line. So he tried applying for a variance. And when he did that, he also had a letter from the neighbor who didn't have a problem with it. And he had renderings and an architect look over. And I got to see a little bit of that, and it looked pretty good. And the city basically shut him down and said, if we allow this variance, even though the two main city members of that community were okay with it, then we might have to start approving other variances, and we're going to have to open up a can of worms, which I find kind of shocking because, quite frankly, it would have made his property worth more money, and they would have got the little minuscule amount of money right back through taxes. And he would have had to apply for that building permit. So instead he had to do a project that wasn't as good as it could have been. He had a sour taste in his mouth. I'm sure his neighbor was upset about it. And they could have, quite frankly, made more revenue on taxes indefinitely.
So when you're out knocking on the doors and talking to people of Lino Lakes, what are the issues that come up? What do people bring up? What do they want you to fix?
Well, the roads have been an issue. You know, they did a really good job on Lake Street, but then they also just repaired 4th off of Main heading south towards the prison. And I mean, that job that they just did is atrocious. And as a taxpayer, I want to know, who approved this project? Did we pay for this garbage? What's going on there? Some of the things that they're spending money on, I agree with. Some of it I don't agree with. Now we need a wastewater treatment plant. And if you look at the books of Lino Lakes, everybody's going to tell you they don't, nobody wants more taxes. Well, if you don't want more taxes, then we need more fiscal responsibility. There's only two ways to do it. And right now what we're doing is we're buying bonds. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, if you own a house or you have a household, but that's not the way to balance your books, to borrow money.
Speaking of money, so if you're on the council, you'll make budget decisions, leadership decisions. Mm-hmm. Things are going to come up. What about marijuana, just legalized on August 1st in the state of Minnesota? Cannabis, the city just voted to ban its use on public property. Do you believe that's the right choice?
On public property, yes. I was born in Los Angeles, and that is the homeless capital of America right now. I don't believe homelessness is necessarily the problem. I think mental health and drug use is the problem, if we're going to be honest about it. I think it does have its place. It's just like alcohol. You got to be responsible when you're drinking. Every beer commercial I ever have seen,
yeah,
you know, be responsible. The only other thing that I would like to say about marijuana thing, it is a good cash flow for government, but I think that that money is going to end up being spent. It's a slippery slope, because you're going to have more homelessness, which means you're going to have more crime, and you're going to have all that other stuff with it. So if they can regulate it responsibly, great, but in a public place, no, it shouldn't be doing that.
Should a city like Lino look at a similar size city out, say, in Southern California, where you're from, or Colorado or Washington State, these other places that already have legalized marijuana, should they use these cities as a model? What they did right, what they did wrong?
Well, being from California initially, we moved out here when I was 7, but I still have family members out there. My dad lives out there. My mom lives out there. My sister lives out there. All my grandparents are buried out there. I got aunts and everybody else. I wouldn't use the politics of California for anything. I think that's a disaster. And if you look at their budgets, they're in the red. They've been in the red for years, and the only reason they're still running is because, well, there's... That's a whole other issue. I would like to just focus on just Lino Lakes and our small deal, you know, as far as what we need to improve as a city. I would have put my name in the hat for the mayor, but I don't believe I have the experience for that, and I'll be honest with you. If I screw something up, I'll tell you I'm screwing something up. If I don't know, I'm an honest person, I'll tell you I don't know. Otherwise, I shoot from the hip, and this is who you get. You're going to get somebody that is for the people and is by the people, and I think we're losing that.
Yeah, and I think there's a certain appeal for some voters to have someone who's, you know, honest and candid. But if you do get elected to the council, is there going to be a process, a learning curve that you're going to have to sit there? You'll go in with your ideas, but also it may not happen overnight. Is that how you view it?
Well, I'm 46 years old, and I was a trained union plumber. And I've belonged to both St. Paul Local 34 and then Local 15. I own my own plumbing shop. And I don't think I can not grasp any of the concepts. I think really what's going on at the City Hall, though, is they have workshops before their meetings. And I question the legality of those, because what they're basically doing is they're discussing all the nitty-gritty before they get in front of the cameras, and then they all unanimously vote for things and pass it through, without the public having the general understanding or knowledge of what they're pushing through. Like the development they pushed through because they wanted more tax revenue, and now we need a waste management treatment center, and that's going to cost millions of dollars.
So how would you handle the workshop situation? Would you make that public too?
I think it should be public, absolutely. If there's three or more of them talking about city issues, it should absolutely be public. I want to know who has a vested interest in what's going on. Is it just payola? Is it, hey, you're on the council and you hear about this job coming through and we got the bids, but I know how bid lists work. Right. I want to get to the bottom of a lot of things. Now, is there going to be a learning curve on that? Absolutely. Am I formally trained? Did I go to Toastmasters? No, you're not going to get any of that with me. But at the same time, I want to be comfortable too and know what's going on. I mean, I showed up at this interview, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I showed up in my Puerto Rico shirt, you know? I'm wearing a t-shirt, my comfy, hey dudes, I'm 46, I'm tired, I've worked my whole life hard, and I appreciate good, honest work, but I'll do that same kind of work for the city of Lino Lakes, and I'm not doing it for the measly less than 10 grand a year it is, mm-hmm. And I don't have a side hustle of trying to sell wetlands credits or any of this and that and the other. I guess what I want is transparency.
What do you like about Lino right now?
What do I like about Lino?
Do you like anything?
I love Lino.
Okay.
Where I live is great. I think a lot of the people that live in Lino appreciate parks and nature. And even though we want to have development and put it in skyscrapers, and we want to have a closeness with nature without hurting it too much. I understand we need development, but that's kind of a two-edged sword. It's good for taxes and revenue. It's bad for nature.
It's a balance, right?
It's all, life's a balance. But I think all of the problems that were... I love Lino Lakes. I do. I've had some shocking things happen, but we're just going to keep rolling with it and see where it goes. Basically, I've always been told that if there's a problem And I didn't want to get wrapped into politics. Like I said, I don't want to run after the mayor if I don't know what the position all entails. But as far as being a board member, absolutely. In fact, most of the meetings I've been to, one of the board members has been absent. So, but I'm definitely not doing it for the money. It's a considerable time investment, and I like to travel. So,
police, locally, nationally, all around the U.S., they're in the bullseye. How do you make the police department with Lionel Lakes better?
Training. We got too many young cops. If you legalize marijuana, we're going to have to hire more of them. Wait, it's already legalized, but if we're going to crack down on that stuff, it's going to cost the taxpayers more money. Now, if you take the revenues from the marijuana and put that there, that's fine. But from what I understand, the only two dispensaries that were opened when they legalized it statewide were on the Indian reservations because they didn't have to do the formal application process. And I think that was kind of a problem as well. I think if it's a level playing field, everybody should have had the same opportunity as far as a business. I also don't think that the city should own businesses. In other words, I don't think Lionel Lakes should open up a dispensary that Lionel Lakes owns.
Right.
I think there's definite division between government and private, what's the word I'm looking for? Private
business.
Yeah.
School resource officer contract no longer in existence for the city of Lionel Lakes. This has been another wedge issue, you know, all around the state of Minnesota. What needs to happen there? What you got police liability at stake and things like that. Where do you land on that?
Where do I land on police liability?
Or just school resource officers, which now I know police are reluctant to get involved because there's a lot of liability.
Well, yeah, but you're also talking about the school shootings that they push really hard, right? I think that there should be a police presence in schools that need it, but I also think every school should basically be a castle, if you will, and be somewhat fortified because it doesn't take much to slow somebody down. Sorry, you were looking at something.
I was just checking on time. We're good.
Okay.
Tell us and the viewers why you think you're ready to take on this position, Lionel Lakes City Council.
Because I have a huge stake in Lionel Lakes, and I like Lionel Lakes.
Would you have an immediate 1, 2, 3 list of priorities when you got in, if you're elected?
The first thing I want to look at is I want to look at the books and see where we're spending our money. I think fiscal responsibility, if we've basically been running the city on bonding, that's a problem. I'd also like to look at what we did with the fire department, some of the money we spent there. And then I'd like to have better training with our cops for sure.
Define better training, because I've heard a lot of, you know, people say that and there's certain visions of it, but what would that be in your eyes?
Primarily, I would say de-escalation of situations. When they first get there, it's normal for people to, around here, respect the police. But if the police don't feel like they're being respected, they're very aggressive. And they don't have a problem calling for backup and actually escalating a situation where they could pull it back a little bit.
All right. Anything you want to add, Chris?
Vote for Christopher Stowe, and also vote for Catherine Decker as well.
All right, and we're going to hear from Catherine.
Yep.
So, all right. Thanks for stopping by.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
All right. Christopher Stowe running for city council in Lionel Lakes. This is Local Decision 2023 here on North Metro TV.